It's time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein of the Republican American on Robin Hood Radio. Okay, Ruth, what's going on out there? What have you discovered? Have you
learned? Well, there are things all over the region this week. My car was everywhere. One of the top spots was up in Salisbury, where there were two housing events. The first was the ribbon cutting for the ten new units at Sarum Village. There were several dignitaries there last week, including Senator Blumenthal and the Housing Commissioner, Mascara Bruno. These units now, there are now, with these last 10, there are now 49 apartments, and anyone who hasn't been there should take a gander at. They're absolutely beautiful. We got to tour some of the new ones. There are 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartments, and you know, the stigma of quote affordable housing would be just vanish if people saw these. They're just beautiful, and as everybody there said, it's you know, it's a partnership that makes it work and allows people who otherwise would probably have to move out of town or go elsewhere or not come, come into these towns. So it was a very upbeat, nice crowd, and they talked about some of the future housing programs that they're hoping to fulfill.
Yeah, that's a very nice-looking place up there.
It really is. It's just like a cul-de-sac, and it's nicely landscaped, and it's just...
Nice little neighborhood.
It's a lovely neighborhood.
It looks and has that same feel.
Well, there are income requirements, I would assume.
Right, but who do you submit to? Who do you call?
This is put on by the... You know, Salisbury has three different housing groups. This was the housing committee... There's the Housing Trust, and then there's the Housing Commission. Am I right? I think that's it.
Well, yeah, that's right. And I go, wow, that might solve a problem.
Yeah, that's right. There's the three of them.
Yeah, and three, that's, so it's this was the this committee, is, yeah. And you can Google Salisbury and find out all these, or just call Town Hall. I'm sure they'll help you. Interesting fact is that there, I forget how many are, I think 100 on the waiting list for these apartments. So.
Yeah, that's no surprise.
So from there we moved to the Grove, where they had the Litchfield County Affordable Housing Summit. Pete, this was for people from all over the county. Commissioner Mascara Bruno was at the event. She spoke, talked about the monies that the Housing Department will be putting out there. There's millions of dollars that will be funneled into towns through, and most of these are affordable housing commissions and groups and trusts, all volunteer for the most part, that work so hard to get these apartments and houses a reality. So after she spoke, Jocelyn Ayer, who is the director of the Litchfield County Housing Center for Housing Opportunity. And Jocelyn, we all know she's on the Salisbury Housing Committee. She was a COG. She's a planner. She emceed this, and she asked everybody to come up with their success stories. So a representative from each of the towns came up and talked about their projects, and Falls Village is rehabbing two houses. Sharon is rehabbing the community center. They're hoping to put apartments in there, and they've also bought the apartments that surround the community center. Every town gave a report, and it's very encouraging because, as we all know, with the housing prices skyrocketing here, the common man just cannot afford $800,000 and $900,000 houses that are being bought up. So It was.
Did she have to mention who was buying them up?
There are mostly second homes.
No, but there was also a lot of buying up, literally, that was going on. I don't know that it still is. I was just curious.
Yeah. There's no inventory.
I'm not talking about just your regular healthy real estate market. I'm talking about increasing the prices. People buying things that then force the prices up. And that's been going on for a long time.
Real estate investors. Turnover people.
There's a lot of that.
That goes on all over the country, especially when the real estate market is in an upward push.
Yep.
There's a lot of that going on. As long as you get out of it before the bubble breaks,
you do
well. But some of them are left hung with a lot of debt.
Exactly.
And then they have nothing. They're laying on the street waiting for a house for themselves.
Exactly.
Messy. We've had, Salisbury had a lot of events this past week. On Saturday, they had the opening of the pocket knife exhibit at the Salisbury Academy building, put on by the Salisbury Association Historical Society. It's a great exhibit. As you know, the Holly Manufacturing Company was, I think they say, probably the first cutlery company in the country. Goes back to 1800s, early 1800s. The display is fabulous. They have redone and conserved the whole collection of knives. I highly recommend people go and view this and see that collection. They've cleaned it up and put it in a beautiful case that dates back to when Holly Manufacturing won the bronze medal at the Philadelphia, the 1876 centennial in Philadelphia. So much history, obviously.
Yeah, if I'm right, too, doesn't the original manufacturing facility still exist in downtown Lakeville? I'm not sure on that, but I do believe part of what's still down there is actually part of when they were making knives.
Well, the Holly Building is where...
Knives and cannonballs.
Yeah.
They made those, too.
They made those, too. The Holly Building, we all know, that brick building on Holly Street.
That's right.
That was the site of the blast furnace that was made into the Holly Company, eventually into that building. So
it's possible. Go back on the history, because that building has housed a lot of things, including at one time the Lakeville Journal.
The Lakeville Journal, absolutely. Yes. So, again, I would recommend, and the group who did that did a fabulous job in fixing it up. And right before that, there was a talk by Theodore Rudd O'Neill, who was the great-great-great-grandson of Alexander Holly, and he gave a talk at the library before the opening of the exhibit and talked about pocket knives, and we learned all about those things. Salisbury has so much. Well, every town has history, but Salisbury in particular, dating back to the Civil War era. So we had the Newcomers Tea in Cornwall. That's why I say we were all over this weekend. This is put on by the Cornwall Association each year, and it's really nice and a good idea for other towns. They hold a little gathering and welcome all the newcomers to come and hear about what's available to do in the town, and they get little goodie bags and a good event for all towns maybe to mirror. On Sunday we had the Blessing of the Animals in Sharon at the Episcopal Church, and you can imagine all the little furry was just about all dogs who came and got blessed and played with each other. Excuse me?
No ferrets?
No ferrets.
I should have had...
No horse. We used to have Sicily Hayek's horse, but he has since, unfortunately, passed on.
I would have taken our animals over, but I'd need a truck to do it. So.
That's right. Really?
Yeah, Steph could bring Mr. Wiggles.
That's right.
Yeah, you have lots.
I have two chinchillas, a guinea pig, a mouse, two rats, Five cats.
Oh, my God.
That enough?
And we have, you're going to have some sort of problem over here, Mike, because apparently the mouse population has exploded, and the cat is...
Yeah, well, the cats
point.
Take care of it. In the old building we live in, the mice do come in. You know, there's no way you can stop it.
But we do have
the cats.
To keep them downstairs. Just like, stay downstairs, you'll be fine.
Well, the cats take care of it.
It's trouble. So.
Right.
We're blessing away here. So.
But our mouse is brown and white. He's like a little show mouse.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man,
so
you've got yep. You have a little zoo there.
We do.
Mm. Furry
creatures.
Well, you should have come. They could have all been blessed.
Or you could have brought one and then taken it home and blessed the rest. Anyway, okay. So we had that.
We had a Kent Selectmen's meeting recently. Selectmen are concerned about the income of the fire department. They have been asking for some records and some information on just how much is charged for ambulance calls, and because the department is asking for more money, saying, you know, it's struggling, and the town does give the fire department a hefty sum, $320,000, I think, is in the budget this year, and so there will be a meeting on October 9th between. The first selectman and members of the board, the finance, the
if I may,
department.
They need to wake up and know what a paid department would cost them. That $300,000 is minuscule compared to what you're going to pay
that
for.
That is correct.
Well, and in Armenia, they lost the Wasaic volunteer fires, or volunteer ambulance, and they have been in a group paying $500,000 already, and right now trying to find a new contract because they want substantially more.
Yeah.
And so not only is the town paying that kind of money out, but then they're also charging the, I'll call them customers at this point.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you've got volunteers, you really want to put it out there, because if you go paid, believe me, you're going to be really pushing a lot more out there.
That's a problem all over. Absolutely.
But that is something that needs to be understood, and I think I'm hoping that we are returning to a place where people actually think that volunteer business is not volunteering is not such a bad thing to do.
Well, the problem is that most of these, they need young volunteers.
And
most of them are working and have two jobs and just can't do it. So,
and
the training is rigorous, too.
And yet, somehow their parents and their grandparents managed, and I'm just saying, well, guys, maybe that's a good thing to do. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no, we all agree. It's just those departments or volunteers are dwindling.
I'm well aware of the situation on all sides, and I'm...
They're seeking more information here in Kent, and we'll hopefully get some more.
Yeah.
The Board of Selectmen has also approved the expenditure of $5,500 for two speed cameras. They're going to they're asking the Board of Finance to appropriate, then they will go to a town meeting and seek to approve an ordinance to allow them. As you know, we've talked about this before. All the towns are faced with speeders and accidents and danger, and the towns are seeking ways, including speed humps and now cameras, and so we'll be following up on that. We have, looking ahead, there's lots of things that are going to be happening. First of all, last night we had Canaan Board of Selectmen and Salisbury Board of Selectmen, and I'll have to follow up on those. We have coming up this weekend is the Housatonic High School Athletic Hall of Fame on Sunday, which is always a fabulous event. We honoring many athletes who made their mark at the high school. That is Sunday, and people are welcome to come. They can believe it starts at noon. We have this weekend the Salisbury Fall Festival. It is autumn, everybody. So that's always a big deal. It starts Friday and goes through Sunday. There's scarecrows, contests, and all kinds of things, all kinds of sales. And the brewski up at the ski jumps on Sunday. So hopefully the weather will hold and it'll be a beautiful foliage. We have the Canaan Pumpkin Fest on the 19th of October from 11 to 3 at Lawrence Field. This is put on by the North Canaan Events Committee. We have the, looking ahead, the Run and Wag Little Guild event on the 19th.
So this is all the following Saturday?
On the 19th, correct,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah, no, the first one's before the WAG. Those are all this coming weekend. Then
The Fall Festival is this weekend.
Right, this weekend.
And everything else.
And the Athletic Hall of Fame is this weekend,
right.
Sunday. Then the rest are the 19th, the Run and WAG, the Pumpkin Fest. And just so people know, there's going to be a flu clinic. Park and Rec in Cornwall is putting on a flu clinic on the 24th in case you want your flu shots. And the Park and Rec people are gathered, all of them in all the towns are doing another regional senior luncheon, and that is going to be held here in Kent at the Community House on the 29th.
Okay, so we're way far ahead simply because people who listen need to get confused up.
Yeah. So, well, just
thing
so.
For right now is that
just put them on your calendar that, so you know in case
yeah.
you want to go.
And we're running public right. service on a lot of these events as well, so they'll pick it up there. And
all right.
Good.
Everybody's
well, we'll
on
reiterate.
Facebook
yes.
and on their web pages, and you can pick it up in all kinds of places. But this coming weekend, not as busy as the next weekend.
Except that the Fall Festival is a big deal. The Salisbury Fall Festival is usually a huge
yeah.
deal, and the Brewski Fest, that I believe, I don't know whether it is a SWATA event.
I guess I was referring to the numbers of places where it will be. All of these things are in
right.
Salisbury.
You're
so.
Good point. This time you know where you're supposed to go and when.
Right.
All right. So
Salisbury this coming weekend, and then on Sunday you go to Lakeville for the pet parade.
Mm.
We won't go down and take it over.
The what?
The pet parade.
You're not bringing your mice?
I'll bring everything down. We'll take
you're,
over the whole parade.
You're not taking your mice to the Brewski Fest?
No. Oh, no.
That,
you ever
that,
seen
that,
a... You
that,
ever
that,
seen,
that, that's Sunday. Like I said, that's a big one for some.
You ever seen a drunken rodent?
Yes, very amusing. All right,
good.
How are we doing for time?
Well, we're at about a little over 18 minutes now, so...
All right, so I guess it's
I think
time
it's
to
time
say,
to do a little bit of a wrap-up.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else from Ruth, quickly?
I think that's it.
That's okay. It.
Got it
what
all.
What we will do is say thank you always,
mm-hmm.
Ruth Epstein of the Republican American. What we're going to say is thank you as always to Ruth Epstein of the Republican American. It's been another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, on Robinhood Radio.